Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I understand, Pastor Jean. Okay. Then how can I forget? Ooh, the nation of Rwanda. The beautiful nation. How can I? Sorry, I got excited when I saw Zambia. Can we clap for Rwanda? Can we clap for Rwanda? God bless you. These three people flew all the way. They just arrived 2 days ago. God bless you. Daniel chapter 1. Just want to drop something in your spirit. Daniel chapter 1, 4 to 5. And then we'll also read verse 19 and 20. I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of God's word. Daniel chapter 1, 4 and 5, or rather 3 to 5, and then 19 and 20. The word of God declares, "And the king spake unto Asphanaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain," mark that word, "of the children of Israel, of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king." Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Let's go to 18, 19, 20, the same chapter. "Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm." Can you say amen to the word of the Lord? And before you sit down, tell your neighbor you're anointed for distinction. Tell the one behind you you're anointed for distinction. Tell the other neighbor, look them in the eye, tell them you are anointed for distinction. Praise be to God as you take your seats in heavenly places. People of God, we are in a season where God is making a distinction between his people and the people of the world. All you need to do is look and see what's happening in the world. Calamity after disaster after catastrophe. But somehow, by the grace of God, the Lord has kept us. And what we are seeing now, it happened in Egypt many years ago, thousands of years ago. But when those plagues were coming upon the Egyptians, the Lord told Moses, "None of these plagues will touch my people. For I make a distinction between Egypt and between Israel." Somebody say he makes a distinction. Come on, say he makes a distinction. And so there was plague after plague after plague. But the Bible says in the land of Goshen, there was light. In the land of Goshen, there was provision. In the land of Goshen, the people of God had no experience of what was happening in the rest of Egypt. Because the God we serve, he makes a distinction. Hallelujah. And so in this text, we see that King Nebuchadnezzar got these slaves from Israel. And out of those slaves, there were some that were picked. And notice there was a criteria. Somebody say criteria. The world have a very high criteria. We in the kingdom better raise the standard. The king did not just want anybody serving. He said, out of those slaves, choose a certain group out of them, not just anybody. He said, observe them and watch them, and out of them choose. And he said, children in whom there's no blemish. In other words, their appearance matters. Look at somebody and say, He said, children in whom there was no blemish, no fault. In other words, also the way they carried themselves. Hallelujah. Child of God, you're not an average believer. You're not just an ordinary person. You are anointed with a mark of distinction upon your life. And so you cannot just live an ordinary life. God's given you his Holy Ghost. He's given you his word to set you apart. King Nebuchadnezzar had a criteria. And he said, continue to look. I want children, and he called them children, who are skillful in all wisdom. In other words, don't bring any dummies to come and serve me. Am I talking to a mature church tonight? Don't bring anyone who's ignorant and illiterate. Bring people who are sharp. Bring people who know what they're doing. Bring people who are skillful. Hallelujah. Choose slaves that are different from all the rest. Hallelujah to the living God. And so Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were chosen. Because even though they were slaves, they did not have a slave mentality. Even though they were slaves, they were not looking down, feeling sorry for themselves. Even though they were slaves, they didn't act like slaves. They didn't talk like slaves. They didn't walk like slaves. They were kings. The Bible says we are kings and priests unto the living God. They were men of covenant. You can be going through, but you don't have to look like what you're going through. Hello, somebody. You're a child of the Most High God. A conqueror and an overcomer. They understood that there was a mark of distinction upon their lives. And so they were chosen. And for 3 years, they had to undergo training. 3 years just to stand and serve King Nebuchadnezzar. And it's amazing in the kingdom that people will be born again, and in 6 months, they want to do something. Can you be trained? Can you be taught? Can you be shaped? Can you be molded? Oh my God, I'm not going to get any amen in this house today. Hallelujah. 3 years of training just to serve the king, Nebuchadnezzar had a criteria. He said, don't just bring me anybody. I need people who I can teach my language and my culture. I need some people who are perceptive, who catch things quickly. I need people who are movers and shakers, because he was the superpower of that time. Glory be to the Almighty. And so a banquet was laid before all these people who were training. And the four Hebrew boys said, no, not us. Can you just test us on vegetables and waters? They were bold enough to say that it was a command to eat that food. But that food was dedicated to idols. And so they said, we're not going to compromise. Can you just give us water? They were not moved by the lobster. They were not moved by the filet mignon. They were not moved by all the delicacies that were there. They said, give us water and vegetables. But the Bible says after 10 days, now the king was doing interviews. I said the king was doing interviews. The king was doing interviews. And he wanted to know exactly who's going to stand before him. And as he began to test everybody, of everybody, the four were outstanding. The Bible says they were 10 times better than all the magicians, than all the astrologers. Oh, you better shake somebody and say, you ought to be 10 times better. Come on, shake them and say, you must be 10 times better. The anointing of average is not our portion. The anointing of mediocre is not our portion. The anointing of ordinary is not our portion. The people of God, it is our time to shine in wherever God has placed us. If it's in the banking institutions, shine. If it's in academic institutions, shine. If it's in the real estate, shine. If it's in the political arena, shine. You have a mark of distinction. You cannot be ordinary. You cannot be average. God has deposited too much anointing in you for you just to be ordinary. The Bible says those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. This is the season for the people of God to arise and shine and do what God has called you to do. But not just do it, but do it well. Do it with all your heart. Do it passionately. Do it with the zeal of the Lord. Let it consume you. Ask somebody, what consumes you? Because when something consumes you, my God, you ask any business people. This is why Asians are taking over London. Because as the British are sipping their tea and closing their shops at 5 p.m., Gujarati's shop is open 7 times a week up to midnight. Tell somebody, wake up in Jesus' name. We cannot allow people in the world to take the biblical principles. There are ours to use, to shine, to go forth, and to make a difference. Am I talking to somebody in this house of God? Tell somebody you have a mark of distinction. And so here these Hebrew boys, no pastor to check on them. No Christian radio, no Christian television, no support. But they made up in their mind, My God, they didn't see themselves as slaves. It matters how you see yourself. I said it matters how you see yourself. When you walk into that Fortune 500 company, honey, you better walk with a swag. You better walk like you own that company. You better walk like you are the one who's going to be chosen. You better walk like that company needs you, because my Bible says the whole earth belongs to my God. Hallelujah. People who have a mark, there's just a way they carry themselves. Hallelujah. With confidence, with boldness, there's just a look that they have. And devils just have to flee. Come on, give me that look of distinction. It's just, you better not even mess with me, devil. Hallelujah. Ask somebody, do you have the look? These young men were slaves. But they did not have a slave mentality. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. I hope I came to a conference where people are thinking thoughts of greatness. Thoughts of let's take the city. Thoughts of let's get into real estate business. Let's take America for Jesus. Let's preach on TBN Daystar and the word net. Am I talking to somebody? As a man thinketh, so is he. And on this one, you cannot make an excuse. Nobody can think for you. You gotta think for you. Come on, shake someone and say, what are you thinking? Because whatever you are thinking, it will manifest. People of distinction have a language. My God, I'm getting warmed up now. I said people of distinction, they have a language. They call those things that are not as though they are. All hell may be breaking loose. Oh, but my God, they'll be the biggest praisers in the house of God. They'll have the biggest Colgate smile. You have no idea. People of distinction, their language is different. All hell may be coming against them. Oh, but they look to the hills. From whence cometh their help? Our help comes from the Lord. And so when people ask, how's it going? You declare it is well. Hallelujah. The problem with the church, we are always talking about our problems. This didn't happen. This didn't materialize. This one didn't greet me. Honey, greet yourself and get over it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People with a mark of distinction, they know how to encourage themselves. Honey, if no one has sent you an email, go to your Hotmail and send your Yahoo an email of encouragement. Am I talking to somebody in this house of God today? You gotta be your own cheerleader. You just got to have your own amen corner. Hallelujah. My God, my apostle knows if he delays to compliment, I'm not going to go into depression, baby. No way. I'm going to just do my own catwalk in my house. I'll just say, Tyra, you better move. Naomi, you better move. I know how to encourage myself in the Lord. I'm talking about to people who are anointed for distinction. People who are anointed for distinction. They are warriors. They know how to fight. They know how to put on the spiritual boxing gloves. Don't get nervous. I'm a mother of sons. So my illustrations tend to be boxing and wrestling. So okay, I'm not going to box you. But people with an anointing for distinction. You got to be a warrior. You got to refuse the plan of the enemy. You got to know what God has said about you. Nobody may believe it. You better believe it. If it means standing on the word myself, I will stand. If it means preaching to myself, I will preach. If it means having my own Holy Ghost dance with my pots and my pans, my spoons and my forks, that's what I'm going to do. People who are anointed for distinction are warriors. They don't take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Some of you have been trying to do business and you went to the bank and you're so discouraged. There are so many banks. Forget that bank. Go to Wells Fargo. Go to another bank. Go to another state. Maybe that's where your favor is. Am I talking to somebody? Never take no for an answer. You got to fight for your destiny. You got to get in that boxing ring and say, bring it on, devil. Someone's going to lose and it ain't going to be me. Someone's going to get a black eye. It's not going to be me. An ambulance is coming for somebody. It's not going to be me. My God, am I talking to warriors in this house? Don't you know the enemy will fight the prophetic word? You get a word that you're going to be a millionaire. That's when your account goes into a coma. That's when checks begin bouncing. Baby, that's not the time to be discouraged. You put on your best outfit. You get out the reddest lipstick. You put on the highest shoe. You begin to walk like a millionaire. You begin to prophesy. You begin to speak to that bank. My God, somebody will notice you. Something will come towards you. Warriors never lose. Warriors never give up. Warriors never quit. Are there any warriors in this house of God today? Are there any fighters? No wonder the Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Because indeed it's a fight. The kingdom is not for wimps. The kingdom is not for people who wear their emotions on their sleeve. You will get hurt in the kingdom. Oh, you better stay in it. You will get disappointed. You better stay in the kingdom. Honey, if I were to count the disappointments and hurts, I would be in Bahamas right now on an island. But I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. I refuse to give up. I came to get a hold of the promise of God. I know what my God has said. And I'm not going to stop walking towards the mark until there's a manifestation. Until there's a demonstration. Until there's a shift in the realm. Are there any warriors in this house of God today? Does your destiny seem shaky? Fight. Is your ministry going through? Fight. Is your marriage, oh my God, Lord have mercy. You used to get cards. Doors used to be open for you. You used to get flowers. Now you don't even know what a flower looks like. Fight in the name of Jesus. This is not the time to quit. How did these four boys survive in a foreign land? There was something working on the inside called the Holy Ghost. There was a word in them that said, do not compromise. The Lord your God is with you. People of distinction, my God, they set their face like a flint toward the prize, toward the mark. You cannot distract them. You cannot discourage them. They're unshakable. They're unmovable. They're unkillable. They're undiable. Huh? My God, am I talking to some warriors? You're anointed for distinction. Kando boko shanta, le granda boko soto. Singles, it doesn't matter. You may have been in 15 weddings. Don't get depressed. God was just giving you a taste. Yours is coming. You learned from wedding number one, wedding number two, all the way to 15. You better be happy, because yours gonna be on another level. Yours is gonna be in a class of its own. Yours is going to be the talk of the city. Am I talking to people of distinction? Come on, somebody say, I have a mark. Come on, say, I have a mark. Beloved, we are anointed for distinction. I love the scripture that says, a righteous man falls 7 times. It means there'll be bumps in the road. It means there'll be challenges. My God, it means there'll be trouble. It means there are times we'll cry. But honey, you cry, then you wipe those tears. You dust that dress. You get up from the floor. And you're ready to fight again. You're ready to do it again. Because you have a mark. Glory be to the Almighty. Hallelujah. It is our season. Understand what the number 10 means. It is the birthing of a new order. And women, you know. Honey, when I was carrying those twins, I didn't look anything like I look now. Thank God for makeup. Hallelujah. My stomach was out here. Stretch marks, swollen feet. Lord have mercy. I said, Jehovah, how did I get into this? The problem, Prophetess Morgan, we had a Valentine dinner and I made the mistake of singing a song to my TDH. And that was it. After that, okay, y'all are too spiritual here. Let me just continue. Let me just stick to the word. The number 10 is the birthing of a new order. And when you are birthing, honey, if the weave gets off the head and their matutas are there, honey, who cares? You just want that thing to come out. Hello, somebody. Can I get an amen from the lady? Hallelujah. You see, you've been carrying something. You've been carrying something powerful. Hallelujah. And some of you are at the 9-month stage. The 9-month stage is the stage you can't sleep. The 9-month stage is when you're back, my God. Even Benny Hinn cannot heal that back at 9 months pregnant. Please don't tell him that I said that. The 9-month stage is not easy. I came to prophetically declare to somebody, you're about to birth something magnificent, something glorious, something supernatural, something unprecedented, something unique, something you've never tasted before. You've never seen before. You've never been there before. That's why the birth pangs have been so painful. Hallelujah. When you go into a labor ward, my God, have you ever seen husbands in a labor ward? They're trying to say, sweetheart, the wife is, don't call me sweetheart. You got me into this. Oh, sweetie, I'm going to take you to Red Lobster. I don't care about Red Lobster right now. I need a epidural. At that time, sweet words mean nothing. Hallelujah. The birthing of a new order. So we're not just celebrating 10 years of fresh aroma, but we are entering a season of a new order. We are entering a dimension we've never tapped in before. We are entering a realm we've never been, not just spiritually, but in every area, economically, financially, ministerially, in every area. Somebody say it's a new dimension. Somebody say it's a new order. Birthing is never easy. But mothers never give up because they want to see the beautiful baby. And when the baby is born, now when the husband is not saying the sweet nothings, they're like, what was that you were saying in the labor ward again? And the husband is like, that was then. Hallelujah. Glory be to you. The birthing of a new order. The number 10 also means no lack. I wish somebody could say amen. No lack. lack. You will not lack. Not just in terms of finances, but in terms of resources. In terms of people, because to fulfill your destiny, as our president so eloquently said, you need somebody. You need people. None of us can do it alone. We are seeing Lupita Nyong'o on the screen today. But somebody gave her an opportunity. Am I talking to somebody? Please look at somebody and say, handle me with care. Tell them, I just might be your answer. They didn't hear you. Tell them, handle me with care. We gotta look beyond the natural. We gotta look with the eyes of the Spirit. Because we are living in a season. My God, all that glitters is not gold. The grass always seems to be greener on the other side. Honey, you better mow your own grass and put some fertilizer on it. You better take care of your own husband, your own wife, your own children. Stop admiring others. Work on yours. Work on what God has given you. Tell somebody, work on it. Tell them, work on it. People of distinction are people who have things in order. Somebody say in order. Somebody say in order. Our homes are in order. Finances in order. Ministry in order. People of distinction know how to balance. Hallelujah. Gentlemen, when you take a lady for a date, she does not want to hear Revelation 7:8. She wants to hear something. Okay, it seems this is a spiritual, I guess maybe the Sunday night crowd will, and balance, somebody say balance. Somebody say balance. It's very spiritual to look at your wife and say, Miss Universe cannot compare. Men, that's how the anointing begins to flow. Can I help the husbands in this house today? Because it says, husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, that your prayers may not be hindered. So when she wakes up in the morning with rollers on her head, say, ha, Miss Universe. Miss Universe is here. And as she's getting ready, you're like, my. And you begin to compliment her. And you begin to say, baby, there's nobody like you. I'm a strong man because of you. You're so beautiful. Can I get an amen from the husband? I'm trying to help you, husbands. Please stop comparing her cooking to your mother's cooking. She may burn the food, but tell her, Rachel Ray got nothing on you, honey. Hallelujah. Encourage her. I'm telling you, when you encourage her, she will do better. Women respond to love. I don't care how old you are. Am I right, mama? Women, Japanese women, Indonesian women, Zambian women, Kenyan women, we respond to what? Husbands, can I hear you say amen? Glory be to God. Send her a text once in a while. Yeah. The things you used to do when you were dating. Wives, I'm trying to help you too, wives. You better give me a good amen in this house of God today. Don't just text her to say, I paid the bill. So what? Tell me something good. After 22 years of marriage. Apostle, you better keep me on my toes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me go to the wives part. The Bible says, honor your husband as unto the Lord. Oh, the anointing. Many times when I travel, the anointing is not from 7 hours of prayer, Pastor Pacifique. It's from being on the stove making the hard ugali that he likes. And I'm reketish kadorobo kantus. Le grandi soto le regedesh takatapos. The anointing I found it when I'm mopping floors and saying, he le brandu sete le grantosh. Habakarabos. Am I talking to somebody in this house of God today? I'm talking about where the anointing comes from. The anointing is when apostle has been in Rwanda for 30 days in a land full of beautiful women who look like they're bathed in milk. I'm not going to go to the airport with a t-shirt and jeans. No, Pastor Gladson, no. I got to represent Zambia and say, yeah, Rwanda, but there's another Zambian queen who will sweep you off your feet. When that apostle gets to the airport, can't find his glasses, can't find his passport because he's beholding the glory of the living God. I'm talking about where the anointing comes from. I'm trying to help some families and couples in this place. Somebody say balance. It means at the dinner table, I'm not going to just talk, the electricity is not paid. And they, no. And we're not going to talk about ministry 24 hours. I'm going to remind him how I was chosen out of many because of the beautiful Colgate smile. Pastor Steve, you better give me a good amen. In this house, I'm trying to help somebody. That's where the anointing comes from. And so by the time I'm packing my bags, oh my Lord, can I help somebody? The man of God is well fed. The man of God is well taken care of. His shirt, I've brought it personally from the dry cleaners. No sisters are going to do my husband's dry cleaning. I'm going to do it myself. Because he's fine and he's mine. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to help you in this house of God to balance. To balance. Hallelujah. Because we cannot preach to the whole world. And our houses are in disarray. We cannot preach to the four corners of the earth. And our wives are crying and our husbands are not taken care of. Mama Morgan, my life changed in Boston. Because one day, I was sitting at the back with a visitor and she didn't know I was the pastor's wife. And so she was noticing the apostle of God. And she was not even listening to the word. Pastor Pacific, throughout, she kept saying, my God, what a handsome man. She was saying, have you seen his hands? I said, I've been married all these years, Pastor Dennis. I've never noticed his hands. Jehovah. I got saved that day. Somebody say, chale. That's what the Ghanaians say. Kra. Kra. Somebody do kra. Do kra. Bishop Price, as soon as he finished preaching, I said, honey, your hands. Oh, those hands. I'm trying to help somebody. How to keep what belongs to you. I'm trying to help you. How to keep the blessing that belongs to you. I'm trying to help you spice up your life a little bit. Glory be to God. Some of you have teenagers. My God, they don't understand leaning on the everlasting arms. Can you turn off that CD and put on some hip-hop and jam with your teenagers? Hello, somebody. Hello. I'm very spiritual. I have teenage boys. You see them tomorrow. They don't understand amazing grace, Pastor Nish. They don't understand leaning on the ever. I got to get down to their level. With gospel hip-hop. And as we are doing this, I'm binding every worldly spirit in them. As we are doing this, I'm casting out every negative. negative association. I'm helping somebody. As we are doing this, I'm saying, devil, these children are miracle children. They belong to Jehovah. Strategy. People with distinction, God will give you a strategy. Somebody say strategy. Somebody say strategy. We are in a 21st century. I love what Dr. Abbott said. We are in a dot-com generation. We've got to use the new methods, never compromising the gospel. But if we are going to penetrate and impact and touch, the methods must be new. The channels must be new. Hallelujah. Am I helping somebody? People of distinction, they know how to balance. People of distinction, you cannot get them to compromise. You can offer them money. You can offer them position. They understand the covenant that they have made. That's why Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro, as the African Americans would say. My God, that's why they lasted in a foreign land. Never compromising. No double dealing. Even kings knew that they were men of God. Even kings acknowledged the God that they served. Hallelujah, somebody. Tell somebody you cannot settle for less. Tell them you're anointed for distinction. In the name of Jesus. People of God, God has blessed you. In this house are gifted people, anointed people, powerful people, skilled people. What do you have in your hand? Begin to use it. I've never heard the Spanish people saying we don't have social securities and don't have work permits. I see them coming to my house cleaning. I'm like, Lord God, where did you learn to clean like that? White sparkling. And in that way, they are making an impact. They're now penetrating the Congress and the Senate, but they started off cleaning floors. They started off building roads. Hallelujah. People of distinction are people who know how to work together. I love Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Whenever Daniel would get a promotion, he didn't say, see you later, guys. I'm gone. No, no, no. He would talk to the king and say, I have three friends. We've been praying together. Nebuchadnezzar, can you make room for Shadrach? Can you make room for Meshach? Can you make room for Abednego? Hallelujah. This is not a season of selfishness. We are taking one another, helping one another. It's about a corporate anointing. It's about partnership. The Bible says two are better than one. For they have a good return for their labor. Tell somebody, I need you. And you need me too. No, they don't believe you. Tell them, I need you. Tell them, you need me too. You don't know. Don't leave this conference without making new friends. Hallelujah. Thank God for Bella on the prayer line who told Francis, come to the conference. Now he has a wife. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody clap your hands. This evening. You never know. Make time for somebody. Their English may not be the Queen's English. They may be shrubbing seriously. Let me leave my beloved people from Kenya alone. It may not be the Queen's English. Hallelujah. Even they say, come to the flesh and Roman conference. Come, come. Never mind. Make a friend. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look beyond the shrubbing. Tell somebody, look beyond. Tell somebody, look beyond. Ah, they didn't hear you. Tell them, look beyond. I'm carrying something deeper. I'm carrying something that's rumbling inside of me. And just like Elizabeth and Mary, when they came together, you know, when you meet the people you're connected to, hi, can I help somebody? Something in you is stirred on the inside. When you meet your destiny connection, something is ignited in you. When you meet the person who's taking you to your destiny, there's something that comes over you. When you meet that person whom God has ordained, look beyond the natural and listen to the inner man. Tell somebody, listen to the inner man. This is a season of partnership. Airlines emerging. Companies emerging. Indians are taking over America because they know how to work together. Pastor Philip, I was being told now they have associations in every city. In Irving, in Plano, in McKinney. And when a new Indian comes, there's already a fund, Pastor Dennis. There's already a fund to give you a deposit for your first house. Hello, people from the continent of Africa. Do these people speak in tongues? Do they know the God we serve? But biblical principles of unity, of part, I've never seen a struggling Indian. Please introduce me to them if they're there. But they understand the concept of unity, of being my brother's keeper, of desire. Your blessing is my blessing. Hallelujah. If your best friend gets married before you, honey, you be the chief organizer for her wedding or for his wedding. Go above and beyond. It is a seed you're sown. Hallelujah. If you're praying together and somebody's business takes off, take them $500. Say, I just want to be a blessing to you. Am I talking to people of distinction? We got to change our mindset. Remember, we are in a new season. The number 10 is the birthing of a new order. We cannot operate the way we've been operating and expect heaven's visitation. We cannot do the same old, and expect things to change. Hallelujah. People of distinction, we are different. People of distinction, we know how to push others. People of distinction, if you say, I'm praying for you, and if I call you 3 months later, don't say, you still have that problem? Oh, no. No, 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 no. You speak the word and say, we'll keep praying. We'll keep declaring. We'll keep decreeing until there's manifestation. People of distinction are covenant people. That's why Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's why they lasted. And Daniel was looked for by four kings, intercessors. He was an intercessor. And if you are an intercessor, your life must be different. I said your life must be different. Hello, intercessors. Because Daniel, the intercessor, was full of wisdom. Full of knowledge. An excellent spirit was in him. Don't tell me you're an intercessor, always late, so disorganized, never keep your promise. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to help you. Daniel was an intercessor. Four kings. Somebody say four kings. Come on, say four kings. Come on, say four kings. Four kings looked for him. Because there was a mark on him. His testimony went ahead of him. Every time one king was coming out, he would tell his friend, you gotta get Daniel. If you want Babylon to go forth, intercessors, I'm talking to you. Intercessors must be number one in excellence. Number one in punctuality. Number one, intercessors, let me hear you. Hallelujah. When you go to work, deliver. That's not the time to be binding and loosing. Hallelujah. No, it's time to work. Tell someone it's time to work. When you go to work, you're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Produce quality work. That's what your boss wants to see. Be a testimony. Always remember you have a mark. Always remember you're anointed for distinction. You know, sometimes when you share your dream with people, they look at you and say, but no one from your family ever look them back and say, I'm about to be the first. You're about to hear about me. You're about to read about me. When anybody discourages, that should fire you up. Oh my God, when people despise me, Pastor Gladson, that's when I get fired up. Oh, that's when I get charged up. That's when I say, Holy Ghost, let's do it. When people say, can anything good come out of this? I'm prophesying to somebody. I'm declaring over somebody. When people minimize you, when people look down on you, when people doubt what God has put in you, you better believe what God has put in you. You better believe the God who called you. You better believe the God who anointed you. One of the places I go to minister is a place in California. A very traditional Baptist church, and they never believed in women preachers. So one of our dearest family friends, she invited me. I happened to be there, and she goes, when the banquet, I just want you to give some two-minute greeting, because she was the MC. And she says, just release something. And so I went there. And so they were wondering, now, this African girl, what greeting is she coming to give? I took that mic. I said, in the name of Jesus, every principality and power in this region must bow. California must be revived. The Spirit of God. The bishop came from the back. Lord have mercy. I've never seen a woman preach like that. I've never seen this before. He said, next conference, you gotta come back. Oh, I wish somebody could say amen. If I had been intimidated by the look, if I had been intimidated that it is a tradition, no. Tell somebody, no place for fear. Tell them, rise up and do what God has called you to do. Anointed for distinction. Anointed for miracles. Anointed to make your mark in your generation. Anointed to shine. Anointed to win. Anointed ministers of the gospel for powerful ministry. Worshippers, you're anointed to change the atmosphere wherever you go. Business people, you're anointed for mega. Think big, because your God is a big God. And as we enter this new dimension, as the Lord is bursting this new order, there's no lack. Everything you need shall be provided. Ask Nehemiah. That's how you know it is a destiny from God. And a destiny from God, it always empowers others. It always helps others. It always blesses others. Is there anybody anointed to make their mark in this generation? Oh my, just three people. Is there anybody who's tired of the same old, tired of the usual, tired of the average? You want to see something. You want to be something. You want to go somewhere in God. You want to connect with people you never dreamed. This is the season we are in. I said this is the season we are in. It is a new realm. Places you never thought possible, you will go in the name of Jesus. People you never dreamed you could meet, you will meet them in the name of Jesus. Finances and resources you never thought you could touch, you will touch it in the name of the Lord. Come on, stand up on your feet. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to thank God. Anointed for distinction. Anointed for distinction. Oh, hallelujah. See your destiny. See your destiny. See your destiny. The oil has been released. The oil has been released. The oil has been released. You've been marked. You're not like everybody else. Korobo koshata. Mandorobo koshata. Mandobro ndeleboski dish. Come on, just begin to thank God for the oil of distinction upon your life. Begin to thank God for the birthing of that new order. Mandorobo koshata. Orabakashata labros. Lekranda si debro de kelebo. Malambro kosodorobo si. Mandobo lebrondos. Malamborobo kosotorobos. Oh, brakandobo kosite. Mandoborobo loborende siti. Mandorobo koshata. Come on, talk to the Lord all over this place. Maraba kosoto. Orababashata. Arabakasandorobos. Korobokosat. Mandorobokosat. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Before